You can start.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Anjana Gopika Mataji with us to enlighten on the topic of Antya Leela from 3.102 onwards. Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All your wish to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining this session and giving your very valuable association, Mataji. Now I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees and especially Prithivilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity. Even though I am very much unqualified and I don't know how to speak also, Mataji. But thank you for giving me opportunity. I just open the slok. I'll share the things. Yeah. And go and read. Before that, I just want to appear to the Pranam Mantra to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associate. Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Guru Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Gura Bhakta Vrinda. The sloka, we are starting today, Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, chapter 3, 102. Sehi Desa Daksya Nama Ramachandra Khana Vaishnava Vidvesi Se Vasanda Translation. A landholder named Ramachandra Khan was the Jamindar of the district. He was envious of Vaishnavas and was therefore a great atheist. Haridase Loko Puje Sahite Na Pare Sandra Apamana Karite Nana Upaya Kare. Unable to tolerate that such respect was being offered to Haridasa Thakur, Ramachandra Khan planned in various ways to dishonor him. Kona prakare Haridasera Chandra nahi paya Vesya gane anithare Sindrera upaya. By no means could he find any faults in the character of Haridasa Thakur. Therefore, he called for local prostitutes and began to plan to discredit his holiness. Purport. Maybe I'm going to read till 22 to relate Vaishnava offenses and the holy name. I'll read more. Also, before that, I will read the purport also. This is a typical of atheistic men, but even among so-called religionists, sadhu, mendicants, sannyasis, and brahmacharis, there are many enemies of the Krishna consciousness movement who always try to find fault in it. Not considering that the movement is spreading automatically by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted it spread all over the world, in every town and village, we are trying to fulfill the Lord's desire and our attempt has become fairly successful. But the enemies of this movement unnecessarily try to find fault in it, exactly like the old rascal Ramachandra Khan, who opposed Haridas Thakur. Srila Prabhupada in this purport is a very important point he is mentioning. This is typical of atheistic man. He is talking about Ramachandra Khan. But even among so-called religionists, sadhu, mendicants, sannyasis, and brahmachari, there are many enemies of the Krishna consciousness movement who always try to find fault in it. I just remember one point from the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, who was talking this movement, the Sankirtana movement is originally it's the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he only started. So because of that, even though so many people, even in the society, maybe they want to disturb this movement, but it will never happen because this is the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we should not also try to check, because the devotee, if they are preaching very sincerely, we have to help them, not try to disturb them or anything he was mentioning. I'll go and read next also. Basya gane kahe ehi vairagi harirasa tumi savakara vihara vairagya dharmanasa. Ramachandra Khan said to the prostitutes, "There is a mendicant named Haridasa Thakur. All of you, they guys, are away to deviate from him, his boats of austerity." Devotional service is the path of Vairagya Vidya, renunciation and knowledge. Haridasa Thakur was following this path. But Ramachandra Khan planned to induce him to break his vows. Renunciation means renunciation of sensual pleasure, especially the pleasure of sex. Therefore, a brahmachari, sannyasi, or vanaprastha is strictly prohibited from having relationships with women. Haridasa Thakur was strictly renounced, and thus Ramachandra Khan called for prostitutes because prostitutes know how to break a man's vow of celibacy by their feminine influence, and thus pollute a mendicant or a person engaged in devotional life. It was impossible for Ramachandra Khan to induce any other woman to break Haridasa Thakur's vow, and therefore he called for prostitute. Being mingling with women has never been possible in India, but for one who wanted to associate with society girls, they were available in a district of prostitutes. There were prostitutes even in Lord Krishna's time, for it is said that the prostitute of Dwaraka came forth to receive the Lord. Although they were prostitutes, they were also devotees of Krishna. Vesya gana madhye ka sundari yuvati sekh hai tina dine hariva tandramati. Amongst the prostitute, one attractive girl was selected. "I shall attract the mind of Haridasa Thakur," she promised within 3 days. Ramachandra Khan said to the prostitute, "My constable will go with you. So as soon as he sees you with Haridasa Thakur, immediately he will arrest him and bring both of you to me." The prostitute replied, "First, let me have union with him once, then the second time I'll take your constable with me to arrest." A nice prostitute, after dressing herself most attractively, went to the cottage of Haridasa Thakur with great jubilation. After offering obeisances to the tulsi plant, she went to the door of Haridasa Thakur, offered him obeisances, and stood there, exposing a part of her body to his. She sat down on the threshold of the door and spoke to him with very sweet words. "My dear Thakur, O great preacher, great devotee, you are so beautifully bold, and your youth is just beginning. is the woman who called control her mind after seeing you. I am eager to be united with you. My mind is greedy for this. If I do not obtain you, I shall not be able to keep my body and soul together. Haridas Thakur replied, I shall accept you without fail, but you will have to wait until I am chanting my regular rounds on my beads. Until that time, please sit and listen to the chanting of the holy name. As soon as I am finished, I shall fulfill your desire. Hearing this, the prostitute remained silent there while Haridas Thakur chanted on his bead until the
appeared.
When she saw that it was morning, the prostitute stood off and left. Coming before Ramachandra Khan, she informed him of all the news. Today, Haridas Thakur has promised to enjoy with me. Tomorrow, certainly, I will have union with him. The next night, when the prostitute came again, Haridas Thakur gave her many assurances. Last night you were disappointed. Please excuse my offense. I shall certainly accept you. Please sit down and hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra until my regular chanting is finished. Then your desire will surely be fulfilled. After offering her obeisances to the tulsi plant and Haridas, after offering her obeisances to the tulsi plant and Haridas Thakur sat down at the door, hearing Haridas Thakur chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, she also chanted, Oh my Lord Hari. Here one can clearly see how a Vaishnava delivers a fallen soul by a transcendental trick. The prostitute came to pollute Haridas Thakur, but he took it as his duty to deliver the prostitute. It's clearly demonstrated here the process of deliverance is very simple. With faith and reverence, the prostitute associated with Haridas Thakur, who personally treated her material disease by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Although the prostitute had an ulterior motive, somehow or other she got an association of Vaishnava and satisfied him by officially chanting in imitation, Oh my Lord Hari, Oh my Lord Hari. The conclusion is that associating with Vaishnava, chanting the holy name of the Lord and the offering of obeisances to the tulsi plant, a Vaishnava all lead one to become a transcendental devotee who is completely cleansed of all material contamination. Om Agyanati Nirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Sukshurunyitam Ena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Budhaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Siddhaka Swamiti Namne Nama Acharya Budhaya Nitaya Kapabdhaya Tadamudaya Nagaram Tarini Nama Om Vishnu Budhaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasaita Dishatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vasalam Pangam Langayate Giri Yatkripatamaham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarini Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. Let me read this much of verses. Till now, what? Second, I just go through. What happened here? We read from the one, two, a second. Yeah, Ramachandra Khan, he was very envious with the Haridas Thakur and he tried to means he would try to give obstacle to Leda's heart. It means he tried to stuff his austerity. And then he was envious because everyone was respecting him. Means he was a great Vaishnava. Haridas Thakur, he was a great Vaishnava. And then everyone was giving him respect. Actually, he didn't like all these things. And that's why he was very envious and he wanted to stop. He wanted to stop his austerity. Like that, it was going how he sent the prostitute. Lakshahari, her name, I think. And then he sent that prostitute, and he had also so confidence, I can attract him, you know, because he was already doing all this kind of activities. He thought Haridas Thakur is a very simple, like ordinary person, and then Sitarsi will attract him. But later on, what happened, we saw here. When Haridas Thakur, when he was chanting continuously, she could not also resist herself, but she started chanting, because that is the power of Vaishnava. Prabhupada is telling how it's a very simple process. Haridas Thakur, he had so much of faith in the holy name, and he was just sitting in front of the Tulsi Maharani and chanting the holy name. And then even he, in that time, while he was chanting, he was very much humble also. He didn't offend, he didn't say anything, just wait for some time. I have that much of vow, I have that much of quota. I have to finish first this, all the quotas, and after that I will fulfill your desire. That was his promise. And then continuously like that, it happens two days actually, and then that prostitute started chanting. Even though in the beginning she was just imitating, you know, by seeing him chanting, she was just imitating. Slowly she also got purified. But I just want to bring the point, I attend one seminar about the holy name, and then from that seminar I can share something. And how our holy name, we are also chanting since long time. We have also association with the devotees. But why it didn't happen? Because that Lakshari, that prostitute, immediately after that, she gave whatever she had, all the oils she had collected, whatever she had, she just gave in charity. And then she took... initiation from Haridas Thakur, and by his instructions, she was just sitting. She shaved her head and she was sitting in that prostitute. She started chanting and giving everything to whatever she collected to others, and she became a great devotee, you know. But why it's not happening to us? Because we are also associating with the devotees since long time, you know. And we know the glories of the holy name. And why it's not happening to us? What is the reason? Just I wanted to connect that the holy name and Vaishnava Aparadha, because how holy name is so powerful, and same time how holy Vaishnava Aparadha, because of the Vaishnava Aparadha, we could not progress. So I want to share one of the, and this is a kind of PowerPoint, but this I put so many Prabhupada quotation, and I will also read from the quotation from Srila Prabhupada and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and His Holiness Jayapitaka Swami Maharaj of the Vaishnava Aparadha. Before that, yes, Mataji.
You will have to stop screen share and restart screen share, Mataji. Otherwise, the old screen will be seen. Tell you.
Yeah. Okay, Mataji. Okay, stop, and then let's start here. Okay, Mataji. Did you see, Mataji?
Yes, Beta.
Yes. Yeah. You can run it. Do one thing. Just run it on full screen because it's very small, Mataji, if it's okay with you. Yeah, that's good, Mataji. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Okay. This is the... okay, Mataji. Yeah, some of the things I have to see in, I put in the note anyway. I want to start from this Vaishnava Aparadha. What kind of Aparadha? It is in the Iskanda Purana. It says there are six kind of Vaishnava Aparadha. is mentioning in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also, we already read Krishna Das Kavidas Goswami also put this verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I will read the Skanda Purana lists six kind of Vaishnava aparadhas or in improper dealings with Krishna's devotee. To kill a devotee, most of the case it will not happen, but hurt the devotee. It means physical hurt. And to blaspheme a devotee, to envy a devotee, to get angry at a devotee, to fail to offer respect to a devotee, to not feel joy upon seeing a devotee, Srila Prabhupada says, unless we stop committing these Vaishnava aparadhas, our chanting cannot progress beyond a certain level. This is the first offenses to the holy name. We already know there is a 10 offenses to the holy name, and we can see how this, when we are chanting, holy name every day regularly, and we try to progress in the spiritual life, but the first offenses to commit the Vaishnava aparadha. And Vaishnava aparadha, how we can do offenses to the holy name, means Vaishnava, is already mentioned in Skanda Purana, to kill a devotee, to blaspheme a devotee, to envy a devotee, to get angry at a devotee, and to fail to offer respect to a devotee, to do not feel joy upon seeing the devotee. To fail to offer respect to a devotee when it happens, when we have more familiarity. Means Vaishnava, that's why when we deal with the Vaishnava, we should be very careful. Especially pure devotees or spiritual master. Chanakya Pandit also mentioned we should not be very close with three things. One is fire, one is devotees. I forgot one anyway. Two at least, he mentioned three things. We should not be very much, just like fire. Fire is, we need a fire, but if we very close, it will burn. Like a devotee also, they are pure devotee. One second. Pure devotee also, you know, when we become very familiar, means we think they are ordinary person. And then when they give the service to us, what we think? Oh, I am helping him. Because by my mercy, he is doing some service. That kind of mentality. Actually, pure devotee, they don't need our help. They give the service to purify us. But we think, we are helping him, you know. And then that is when we have a familiarity, we disrespect devotee, means we don't offer our senses to them when we see them, yes. And do not feel joy upon seeing a devotee, because we become started envious, you know. Especially when you become envious with the pure devotee, we will not become happy with that person. And then we get angry, especially when we deal with our Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, it's so natural because we are in the conditioned level. That's why we should be very careful not to immediately jump and deal with the pure devotee. Because we are the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. When we just try to be associate with the devotee of the devotee of the devotee, even though we become angry, if even though we do some kind of this kind of offenses, what will happen? Because that offenses will not that much of effective, because we all are in same level, yes. When we try to serve our level devotee slowly, slowly, and then we can understand the philosophy. When we go, we can understand the effect of the afraad, all these things. We have a chance to correct, you know, recorrect all these offenses. And that's why sometimes we should not be very much eager to meet pure devotee. It's not like that we should not meet. There is always bani. Guru Maharaj's bani is always there. And envy to devotee and blaspheme the devotee. This Prabhupada is telling first offenses to holy name. That's the holy name, chanting holy name, because that prostitute, she never offenses to any. She never had any kind of envy, this kind of things. six offenses. Never did. She went to see the Haridas Thakur. After seeing him, she became so, her heart became melted after hearing the holy name purely. And then she started chanting, you know. Somehow or other, we feel that our chanting has become mechanical or burdensome. It means that we are actually offending somebody, either mentally or by our external behavior. Through interception, we should carefully mold our consciousness and ensure that we do not commit any offenses. Yeah, that is Hati Mata. That is Vaishnava Aparadha. Everything, when that elephant come in our garden, what will happen? Everything, he will uproot all the this one, all the root also. Yes, he will, that elephant will mess everything out garden like that. This Vaishnava Aparadha is Hati Mata. We'll go through that Vaishnava Aparadha later deeply. So Srila Prabhupada write in the Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, chapter 18, if it is seen that a person has developed a high standard of devotion without having undergone even the regulative principles, it is to be understood that this status of devotional service was achieved in the former life. But for some reason or other, it had been temporarily stopped. Most probably by an offense committed at the lotus feet of the devotee. Now with the second chance, it has again begun to develop. Means totally stopped. You know, when we do Vaishnava Aparadha to pure devotee, our devotional service will gonna stop. We have, and then what will happen? We'll lose a taste in the holy name and association of the devotees. Maybe we may again go to the material life, but who is already done that never, Krishna also says yes in Bhagavad Gita, our devotional service, whatever percentage we did in the previous life, it will remain like that. Whatever devotional service he did in previous life, it will remain, but somehow or other, because of the offenses, he didn't continue his devotional life in previous life, but later on, when again he get the mercy of Vaishnava, he can continue, and then he can immediately go from that point. Gurudev Kirpa Bandudya, in this song also you can see, because it's very much related in this bhajan, I want to just read the translation also. In the down is translation. In this bhajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned about the holy name. How? I'll just read the translation and I'll sing. Gurudev, O spiritual master, give to this servant just one drop of mercy. That devotional service only comes from the devotee, nothing else. Because only devotees had that treasure. Nobody can give. You cannot get devotional service by jnana, karma, yoga, anything else. Only a devotee. That's why in Vaishnava Thakur, Kirpa Bandidi, it means another version also, yes. So Vaishnava Thakur also here. He was, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying. You can only give the devotional service, you know. And here in this bhajan, he is related to how holy name and then devotees is how it is correlated each other. Means Gurudev, spiritual master, give to this servant just drop of mercy. I am lower than a blade of grass. Give me all help. Give me strength. Let me be as you are without desire or aspiration. If I offer you all respect for thus, I have the energy to know you correctly. If I offer you all respect for thus, I may have the energy to know you correctly. Then by chanting the holy name in great ecstasy, all my offenses will cease. Means here it says, Gurudev Kirpa Bandudiya Karoida Se. Trinape katihina sakale sahane baladiya koro Nija mane sprahina. Everything we get from Guru only. Sakale sahane baladiya karo. Nija mane sprahina. Sakale samana korote sakati. Deo nata yata yata. Tabe to gaihive hari nama sukhe aparadha havihata. And that is the point I just want to try to get. So then only we can chant the holy name, you know, without aparad. That is the mercy, only Guru Maharaj's mercy. You can kave hina kripa, lavye jana, krita ratha have natha, sakati buddhi hina, miyati dina, karumore atma sata. When will such mercy fall to this one who is weak and devoid of intelligence? Allow me to be with you. Means he was asking, he's praying to his Gurudev, means Bhaktivinoda Thakur is showing in this person how devotees, when they are fully, they are, when they commit offenses to Vaishnava, there is no hope. Only that Vaishnava can give this the holy name. I will go on this, some of the, this is the how Chaitanya chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is a very nice seminar, and that is I got from one Prabhuji. This is the just a go through how the holy name in this Kali Yuga came, and then what is the importance, characteristic of the holy name, and then we go to the offenses. Brihan Naradiya Purana states, yes, you all know this, everybody knows Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Namaiva Kevalam, Halo Naste, Vanaste, Evanaste, Gatiranyatha. Means in this age of Kali, there is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative for a spiritual progress than the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. That is our only treasure, is holy name, you know. And Kali Sanatana Upanishad also. Yes, Sri Narada's conversation with Lord Brahma in the beginning of the Kali Yuga. Narada, how can the fallen soul are liberated in the Kali Yuga? And Brahma, simply through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, men are purified in this age of Kali, and the Supreme Lord, Lord Sri Krishna, will appear in front of the chanter as a brilliant beams of sun after the clouds are dispelled. Go through fast. And Brihat Vishnu Purana says, by chanting the holy name, a sinful person counteracts the reaction to more sin than he is able to commit. You know, means by only chanting, even though whatever sin they are already committed or they are going to commit, that everything is counteract by only the chanting of the holy name. And then this is the example. This is not, Prabhuji said, it's not that there is no any reference from the Shastra, this history, Harama. We already read, you know, when it was talking, Haridas Thakur was talking how by chanting Haram, I think in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yamaraj is telling how this holy name, Ajamila chanted the name of the Narayana. After that, Vishnudutta delivered him. That time, Yamadutas were confused. They thought Yamaraj is the only master. I mean, he is the supreme master. And they went to ask to Yamaraj how he says that these three boys, this blue boy, is very beautiful person, came and delivered that Ajamila. How is it that we thought you are the supreme personality of God, or you are the only master? And that time he was giving the importance of the holy name. He was telling Sanketyam Parihasyam Vas Istovam Helam Eva Va Vaikunta Nama Grihanam As Ase Asesagaha Haram Vidu. Actually, the meaning is one who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reaction of unlimited sin. Even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully, that is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scripture. Yes, there is Sanketyam. Sanketyam means sometime to indicate something also people give the name of the holy name. Prabhuji was giving the example was Ramarasa. When they were taking in India, that kind of things is happening. You know, when they don't have enough sugar or in the tea, they said that there is no Ramarasa in the tea. Means that kind of chanting also will affect. It means, you know. And Ram Parihasya means jokingly sometimes devotee chanting, you know, in the road, even Prabhupada in the so still now people do some devotee chanting, putting the dress, Vaishnava Tilak, everything people just joke at and they chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and they just sometimes imitate also. That kind of chanting also it will work. And then Istobaham means musical instrument. Sometimes they put Krishna's name in their song, you know. They just want to imitate. They just put Krishna and Radha's name and make so many songs. That kind of chanting also, it's or neglectfully. If they neglectfully chant also, that will be very effective. Just like that Muslim, that he was passing a stone, that one pig came and then he was disturbing and he was telling him haram 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 like that, and then in that situation actually he left his body and he actually went to the Vaikuntha. It says like that. This is the story from me. People used to say in India, but it's a reference, I don't know. Even Prabhuji was telling us, because in four way, even though you chant with this intention without knowing also, you can get the effect. This holy name itself is very powerful, very powerful. How Lord is powerful, like that holy name is powerful. And Brihad Vishnu Sahastra Nama Sutra also, Lord Shiva tells to his wife, Durga, Sri Rama Rama Rameti, Rame Rame Manurame, Saharsa Nama Vitastulyam, Rama Name Varanane. And so we know this one, yes, how Lord he was telling how thousand name of Vishnu's means one Lord Ram Nam, and then three Lord Ram name means Lord Krishna's one name. She was Lord Shiva is giving the importance of the holy name, and this holy name give actually the liberation. That was he was telling. And now we can see our scripture also. In scripture, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvadharvam paritajya mam ekam saranam raja. Krishna wanted all the living entity to surrender to him, yes. And after that, if you see, if we read the Bhagavad Gita, means the conclusion should be, we should surrender to him. And after, if we start Bhagavatam, we start from dharmo, projita kaitava, means all kind of religion is rejected by Bhagavad Dharma. Only that it is totally dedicated to Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Sarvadharma Paritajya Mamakam Saran Raja, the Bhagavad Dharma, immediately second word, Dharma Projita Kaitava. And if we go Bhagavatam, last sloka, it's ended with holy name, chanting of the holy name. Because this I don't know the sloka right now, but this it ended in the from chanting the holy name, and then when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, it starts from the holy name. This is reconnected. All these books, what Prabhupada gave us, this book is like from the Bhagavad Gita to Chaitanya Charitamrita means it's ended with holy name. Now we can give the characteristic of the holy name actually. Identity of the holy name, Hare Krishna. Six characteristics of the holy name. This is the Padma Purana verse. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Avinatma Nama Namino. Means this, according to this sloka, we can see the characteristic of the holy name. We can see Krishna and his name are not different from, we can see the pastime of, because when Drupadi was calling Krishna that time, because if Krishna comes from the Dwaraka, it takes so much of time, but he came in the holy name and delivered the this one sari. You know, see, you can see the picture. And then desire fulfill. He's Chintamani, you know. Krishna can fulfill, holy name can fulfill all the desire. You can see the pastime from the Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, actually that person who worshipped Lord Shiva and wanted the Chintamani, but he sent to Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami gave this Chintamani, but that was thrown in the trash. And he was thinking how he can throw this Chintamani in the trash, you know. And then later on when he used Chintamani, he was not satisfied and he went, and how you throw this Chintamani in the trash? And then Sanatana Goswami said, you have to throw that Chintamani to get this Chintamani, you know, material Chintamani. And he threw, and that's how its holy name can fulfill all. And fully conscious, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha means holy name is non-different. From the only the things how we approach to holy name. If we have a faith in holy name, if he is fully conscious, we can approach, we can feel him. Otherwise it's hard to feel, you know, means he's fully conscious. And from a transcendental melos, all the melos, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, means in holy name, all the Rasa Vigraha, whatever melo in this material world or spiritual world, that rasa you can get only by chanting holy name. We know 12 kind of rasa, primary and secondary. 5 rasa is Santa, Dasya, all this rasa is. And then that rasa is in the holy name. And completely pure. Holy name is pure. That's why when we chant, our heart will pure. If you want to clean your house or something, you need a pure cloth, you know, washable cloth, and you can clean that place. Like that, when this holy name, when we chant, it will pure our heart. It is already pure. Purna Suddho, Nitya Mukta, and it gives the liberation. And also when after chanting holy name, what Rupa Goswami says, we should have that kind of feeling. If we don't have that kind of feeling, means that our chanting is not pure. Means Rupa Goswami said, yes, the devotee desire to have millions and millions of tongue and ears to chant and hear. This is very important. I'll go through this one because we were having a conversation about also this why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and it was so many people mostly who knows already the Maha Mantra, they have kind of confusion. Actually, it is written in the Shastra, it is Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and then Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Actually, it is not different. Prabhupada said, whatever way, even Balmiki Ratnakar also chanted Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, like that, whatever. Because that time he could not take Ram's name, and then he gave Rama Rama, Rama Rama, it became a Rama. Yes, it does not matter which way you can chant, but still somebody want to know why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if Kali Sanatana Upanishad is said, it's the Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Hari Rama. And then that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually, when he was trying to give this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so many Brahman, they were opposing, you know, he wanted to give this mantra. They were saying only Brahman can chant, nobody can chant holy name. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is not like he want to deliver to Brahmana. He want to deliver to the fallen soul. That is, he came to deliver fallen soul. Even if you go and read Chaitanya Charitamrita, even Advaita Acharya prayed, please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deliver these people who are very, very fallen. They may take this process very seriously, but don't deliver who are very proud Brahmana, you know. He was telling like that. That's why he want to deliver the fallen soul. And he said, okay, your Upanishad, Upanishad said, this mantra should not be chanted. Who are Ismata Brahmana, who is born in the Brahmana family. They said, oh, we can only chant, nobody can chant. Which means we are not chanting your mantra. We are chanting Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First, we are not chanting Hare Rama. We are changing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We are not chanting Vedic mantra. Don't worry. He gave that reason. And the second reason, very interesting. The second reason, he was telling, actually he came, when you were chanting a Vedic mantra, that Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, that mantra only you get a liberation. But you want to give a Krishna prema. And then when you chant first Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that's how you get a Krishna prema. And the third reason also, is Krishna, Chaitra Mahaprabhu and Krishna, they are non-different. Dharmam to Saksat Bhagavat Pranitam. Even Yamara said, whatever Krishna says, that is a dharma. Whatever Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna, that is it, become a religious book. Like that, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to change, what is the difficulty? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yes? And third reason, it is also in the Puranas, not only in the Upanishad only. Actually, in the Upanishad, that is a mantra, but in Puranas, it started from the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra only. So many Puranas. That was Prabhuji was giving very nice. Actually, it was Prithi Vilasini Mataji and me were taking. No, there is so many reference from the Puranas only, not Chaitra Maha. That was, we have a conversation in the class why he changed the mantra. The reason this is also Hare Rama, Hare Rama also, it is in Upanishad, it is written, but in Puranas, so many mantras, they are written from the starting from Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the reason. This is also Vedic reference. It's not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If they don't believe in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is also in Vedic reference. In that way, we already explained the importance of the holy name. And then also, I will not go through because time is already late. Maybe we can do later on also. You know, I will go shortcut. And then when we chant the holy name, we have to avoid these 10 offenses. And first offenses is Vaishnava Abrad, we already talked. And then we have, Rupa Goswami also has given, and Srimad Bhagavatam also, it says, there is a three different kind of devotees, yes, neophyte, Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and then how we can deal with them. Everything is, our acharya given so nicely. And then we also chant holy name. The Nama Aparad, first stage is chanting holy name. When we chant, it's starting, it will not become pure chanting, surely. It is a gradual process. When we chant the holy name of the Lord, there may be in the so many offenses, and then we slowly avoid the 10 offenses, and then after that, we can chant in the Namavas. Actually, Ajamila, he was chanting in the Namavas. That's why he could immediately, because so many people that Mataji was asking about me, to me, she was telling, so many people chant, and that that Ajamila, one time he chanted and he got delivered, but so many people is chanting since so many years, why he people are not delivered. The reason why it's happened, because he chanted the holy name in Nama Vasa stage. Because what we chant, we are chanting the holy name in the Nama Aparad stage. Mostly what kind of Nama Aparad we do, you know, what kind of Nama Aparad we do? Mostly we do our main offenses, we do 10 offenses. Do not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name, and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. Mostly, because we chant the holy name, even though we know so many things about the holy name, but we don't have complete faith on the chanting of the holy name, one thing, and we still want to maintain our material attachment. The holy name is not for the material attachment, you know. That's the reason we do. And then mostly also third offenses also, it's very first that disobey the order of the spiritual master. We try to cannot do whatever Guru Maharaj says in our time, maybe, but we try to serve him whatever capacity we have. If we do in that way, we also avoid these 10 offenses. And first offenses already said, Yeah, first offenses is to bless blend the devotee. These three offenses is very, very important in our life. And if we try to avoid it, at least we have to understand all the 10 offenses, and then we have to do that cause. Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur stated that because that is 10 offenses, our root cause of the 10 offenses, we already know so many times in attention while chanting. And then inattention, why it happens, there are three kind of inattention. Indifference of lack of attraction, laziness, and then distraction. That was telling. Even while chanting, we get attracted to many things, thus remaining indifferent to the holy name. And second is laziness, to stop chanting. Before finishing a round, in order to attain a so-called important activity, laziness means to stop chanting. Chanting means before finishing a round, in order to attain so-called important activity, we stop chanting or to rest. Oh, I'm so tired. Yes, that happens to me so many times. To be observed in attraction, wealth, woman, position, and material success results in distraction. While chanting, the holy name will not be really be hard because we have the attraction for this. And again, I will go to the first office. Today's Haridas Thakur, actually, that Ramchandra Khan, he tried to bless flame the devotees. I just want to go one from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, one is from Srila Prabhupada purport, and one is Epitaka Maharaj's lecture, and I'll end the call because there is so many. When I was reading, there is so Maharaj, all the Maharajs gave Prabhupada gave so many times, and they gave so much of important about the offenses to the Vaishnava, and it is totally related to our holy name. Actually, when we chant the holy name, we can also feel if really want to get a Krishna prema, we should be very careful to dealing with the Vaishnava, very, very careful. Oh, because it is directly related to my chanting, you know, holy name. When I deal with the Vaishnava, means that is how I chant with the holy name. Means if you are dealing with the Vaishnava properly, means your chanting tomorrow is very perfect. You are very much focused. And then that's why sometimes when we talk about with the devotees, we don't need to try to go beyond what is not related things, all these things, you know. Because if we are serious in the whole chanting holy name, we can immediately think, oh, if I go more talking like that, I cannot chant properly tomorrow, you know. Or I will be go far from the chanting. Mad elephant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that by offending a Vaishnava, one finishes all his spiritual activities. Offending a Vaishnava is considered the mad elephant offense. A mad elephant can destroy an entire garden which has been developed with great labor. One may attain the topmost platform of devotional service, but somehow or other, if he offend a Vaishnava, the whole structure collapse. Unconsciously, King Rahugana offended Jada Bharata, but due to his good sense, he asked to be excused. This is the process by which one can be relieved from a Vaishnava Prat. Krishna is always very simple and by nature merciful. When one committed an offense at the feet of Vaishnava, one must immediately apologize to such a personality so that his spiritual advancement may not be hampered. Remedy for Vaishnava Prat here. He must fall at the sadhu's feet, repent bitterly, weeping. He must beg forgiveness. He should declare himself a fallen race, which I need of Vaishnava grace. A sadhu is very merciful. His heart will soften and he will embrace the offender, thus revealing him from his offenses, the main things we have to fall and their lotus feet. It's very hard, very hard. Actually, for me, I cannot, you know, I have so much of ego. Why I need to go and do that, you know, why I need to go. Everybody, especially for me, I feel what I do. I think, oh, I don't do anything wrong also. That's the main thing for me. If I don't go and meet directly, deal with the pure devotee, it's better we have to be devotee of the devotee, servant of the servant of the servant of the devotee. In that case, it is very easy. Even though you're offended, Hiraj Maharaj says, it's not like that we do big apradh. Because of the ego, so many egos we have. We try to always be angry or mad at them, you know, and say something wrong, like kind of thing. That kind of offenses is not big offenses, because we are in gradual process in devotional service. And then we just went before chanting, we repent ourselves. At least I do not supposed to do these things. I did that. Just offer obeisances in our mind. And then Vansakalpatur Vaisakirpa Sindhu Bhya Vatsapatita Nama Pavane Bhya Vaishnava Bhya. At least I try to do that. Because I know I cannot go and fall their feet. And sometimes devotees, even though who are not fully pure devotee, they will immediately understand. But some, if they are not pure devotee, they may take advantage also. That's the reason we just offer obeisances in our mind. For me, I try to do that. And then Vansakalpa, especially sincerely pray Vansakalpa Durvesha Kirpa Sindhubhya Evasa Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. In that way, and also I will read, Mataji said we can stop. I will read there is one, maybe. I don't know. One second. One second, Mataji. Vishnu Prabhu. This is only His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj mentioned about this one. I will just read one pastime. There is so many pastime Maharaj is mentioning. You can see also, but I just want to read one pastime. Yeah, this is a. I'll not go detail. And also, Radhanath Maharaj, he was mentioning that lecture because from Puriya Granth, so many devotees used to visit to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, and they used to take that one. Rope, you know, and then Mahaprabhu was very happy, you know, be like that, whatever you have used for the Lord's service, in that way you can progress in a spiritual life, and they were also happy. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, always chant the holy name and then serve the Vaishnava. And then they were asking Mahaprabhu, how we can serve the Vaishnava, how we know the Vaishnava? And then Mahaprabhu said, the Vaishnava is who chant the holy name. Even though one time he chant the holy name, he is a Vaishnava. And they went home, and then they were doing their activities, and they come again next year in the Puri. And then they were, that time also they were asking, Mahaprabhu gave same instructions of the Vaishnava, chant holy name. And who is a Vaishnava? They were asking. And the Vaishnava who is continuously chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then they went home, you know. And then they were sincerely following the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then they come next year also. And then Mahaprabhu gave same instruction, chant the holy name and serve the Vaishnava. And who is a Vaishnava? And a Vaishnava means, by seeing him, other people can become a Vaishnava. I mean, so he gave the instruction gradually. They were also the Kuriya Gram devotees, and their associate of Mahaprabhu. They were also very sincere. They're following all the instruction, coming back, and Mahaprabhu gave the a little bit higher kind of instruction. Slowly he gave the higher instruction. He was giving the instruction of the Vaishnava Sachi Mata commit offense at the Advaita Acharya. How Sachi Mata, I will not read all the this, but I can relate that the past time, how Sachi Mata, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his brother, they used to visit Advaita Acharya's house, and his brother was, Vishwarup was very attached with Advaita Acharya. And then Advaita Acharya, later, he was very attached, he used to listen Srimad Bhagavatam very sincerely. And later on, he found out that Jagannath Mishra and Sasi Mata is making plan for his marriage, and he immediately left home, you know. And then that kind of, when he left home, first offenses in her mind, what she was thinking, because of Advaita Acharya, my son left home, and she had that kind of feeling towards the Advaita Acharya. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that, because she had that kind of feeling towards Advaita Acharya and not give her Krishna Prema. And then all the devotee was praying, how can you, because she offended the devotees, that's why I am not going to give her Krishna Prema. And everybody was praying, everybody was telling, how can you cannot give the Krishna Prema? You are giving to everyone. How can Sasi Mata cannot get a Krishna Prema, you know? In that time, Sasi Mata also realized, yeah, that's I did the offended to the Advaita Acharya, and she take a dust from the lotus feet of the Advaita Acharya, and then she got Krishna Prema. That was the very nice pastime that His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling. And another pastime also here, one second, it's a very important instruction by Vaishnava. Yeah, this is a, one second. Yeah, anyway, I'll read this one. There is so many, but I'll read one. Yeah, one envious disruptive elements that can spoil the whole Sankirtana party is His Holiness Jyotika Kumara's lecture. One time Srivas mother-in-law, he... What do you call it? Sasur. Okay, Maharaj is telling Sasur. So in mother-in-law, she decided to sneak a peek of that Sankirtana at Srivas house. So she somehow or other snuck into the house, and she hid under a basket, and she then was peeking out, watching Lord Chaitanya and everyone chanting. So Lord Chaitanya and other, they came into Shiva's house, closed the door, prayed their obeisances, started to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Suddenly Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan. Probably heard this already, Guru Maharaj is telling. He stopped the kirtan and said, why I am not feeling ecstasy? Every day we are chanting, we are feeling ecstasy. Why I am not feeling ecstasy today? Who is the cause? All the devotees started looking. They started thinking, oh no, what did I do? They think, what was the mistake I made? Lord Chaitanya said, maybe there is an invader here, intruder. So then they all look around. Srivas look in his house. Everyone looked. They did not find any. And so then Lord Chaitanya, all right. So again, they were chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. 10-15 minutes, again Lord Chaitanya stopped. Still I am not feeling any bliss. Who is the cause? This time the devotee were very nervous. We must have committed great aparadha, that Lord Chaitanya is not feeling any transcendental ecstasy in our association. So soon then Lord Chaitanya, there must be offender. So this time Srivas had did a true check, and there he found under the basket, his mother-in-law, you know. In mother-in-law, is respected just like one's mother, if not more. And India, they were respectful to their parents. Up to now, I don't know there is much incident of pre-tried in India. So then you can understand very respectful such elder family people. But he immediately grabbed her by the hair, dragged her out throughout of the front door and said, you do not intrude like this. Come back. Lord Chaitanya, all right, please forgive me. Chant Kirtana. Lord Chaitanya started to chant, and then he stopped again later on. And then he asked Srivasa, that Srivasa, wasn't that your mother-in-law that was in the house? He said, yes, everyone was astonishing. Mother-in-law, Lord Chaitanya said, why you disrespected her so much? You grabbed or by the hair. Is it the proper way of dealing with the mother-in-law? Well, Seva said that I may go to hell or whatever. I do not care what happens to me, but I do not want to see your divine self should be anyway dissatisfied. Whatever may be that disturbance to your happiness, that is the greatest enemy. No matter what is that person may be, that is the obstacle for me. She was creating a disturbance in your devotional service. He might be anyone. I don't care. It has no value for me. If it is a disturbance for your satisfaction, then Lord Chaitanya embraced him and said, how you are such a devotee, and said, in future you should... Guru Maharaj, what he was telling. He said, actually, of course, the pure devotees, they have so much fixed in Krishna, whatever will satisfy, because that is the principal consideration. But there just was a non-devotee intruding, even it was a relative, but that changed the whole atmosphere so much, so that Lord Chaitanya, he could not feel any bliss. If there is one envious disruptive elements that can spoil the whole Sankirtana party, that's why even a special master that very disciple who is polluting other disciple, the disciple should be rejected. I just choose one, but you know, it does not matter. Sometimes even in devotee association also we think we have a very good association, but we should be careful. Same time, if we don't get any bliss, our chanting, our devotional service is not going properly, means we have to be find out why, what is the reason I'm not doing, my progress is checking, I'm not getting any progress in a spiritual life. I supposed to progress means how that prostitute immediately, she became a great devotee of Haridas Thakur because of the Sudhanam. She heard the Sudhanam and then her all the material desire go away, whatever intention her had to go away. It should be like that in our life. Means association means to be very powerful. If we are not getting that kind of power, means we have to check ourselves and we have to see the surrounded why it's not happening. And we have to save ourselves according to that, I think. Mataji, I can stop now. I hope everything is okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much. You were like a firecracker. What do you call that? Fireworks. The class was like that. Thank you so much. Very, very nice. Very wonderful. And you covered so many aspects. Thank you so much for your very sweet association. It's so nice to see your presentation and also watch you speak. Very, very pleasurable, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for giving me opportunity, Mataji. As Allah, Guru Maharaj's mercy, I was hearing one extra morning. Why we become so proud, or our ego always burst, even though practicing devotional service, our ego is not going down. Means Nitya Sevini Mataji's lecture, I was hearing the small clips, how we can come out from our ahankara ego. Means we just try to take a credit, whatever we do. But ultimately, when we see ourselves, at least myself, I don't have any quality, Mataji. Just try to repeat whatever I heard, whatever Srila Prabhupada said, whatever my Guru Maharaj says, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said, that Prabhuji was giving this presentation. Whatever I thought it's very interesting to share with all of you. Just I said, Mataji, nothing is there. If I go see myself, I don't have any qualification. But thank you so much, Mataji, to you. You just gave me, even though I'm not qualified, you are just giving me chance to share whatever I have. That is, Mataji. Thank you.
We know you have the taste, that's why we gave the word to you. So, Mataji, three questions. Can I ask these questions?
Yes, Mataji. I know, Mataji, I can try to.
So, Mataji, when you were talking about the offenses, right? When we were talking about offenses, we were saying that when one has, even if one maintains material attachment, even after hearing so many things about the holy name, then that is a great offense, and that is one of the main reasons why we are not really progressing. So, in that sense,
what was my question? I wanted to ask a specific question. So then in that case, so there are people who do Namabhas, right? Like you were talking about this Parihasya, indicating something else, making fun. So we just give the holy name and just by, yeah, for example, Ajamil. Ajamil did Namabhas. He was just calling out to his son Narayana, right? So he was calling out to his son Narayana. That means because of his attachment to Narayana only, he was calling out Narayana, right? So then how did it become Namabhas? Because then it counts as an aparad, right? And can you, are you able to understand the question? Can you clarify?
I understand. The reason the Namabhas, why it became Namabhas, he never offended to any devotees, the first of all. And then the another things, he was just crying because the holy name and Lord name and his name and he is not different. And he was crying in such anxiety. He was just calling. Even though, you know, when we are chanting of holy name, there is three kind of, when we chant, we can in three ways. Yes, Manasa Jap and Murmur, we can do a kind of small sound, like kind of Vasika or something it says, and then loud chanting means when you are such a deep anxiety, if you chant in a very real big loud sound, it's not like he's calling his son Mataji, because Lord Narayana's is not different than him. And the reason it became, because when our chanting, what will happen, some devotee, even the chanting, after chanting their committee again start, so many people they chant holy name, but again they start committing the sinful activities, they do the sinful activities again, you know. Because his case, he was totally in death, but he don't have any opportunity to do again a kind of any sinful activities, because he was very addicted to the sinful activities. Even though he was addicted in the doing sinful activities, he don't have chance to do again sinful activities. He was in the death bed. And then one nam is enough, yes, to deliver. Even though whatever sinful activities you commit in your whole life, one nam is enough to deliver. Get a liberated, at least liberated states, one nam is enough. That is happening to him, Mataji. He was actually in such a great anxiety. He was calling Narayana, even though he was calling his son, it does not consider his son, because he was in so much of anxiety. He was focusing in the name, Mataji. He was so much of anxiety, Narayana. It focused in more, because the anxiety took him in the holy name more than his son. Even though he was in the beginning, he was thinking his son, but when he was chanting, his anxiety brought him in the deep in the holy name.
Excellent. Very nice answer. Very, very nice answer. Makes a lot of sense. Thank you for that wonderful answer, Mataji. Then the next question is, generally when we hear about this Namabhas, someone just, they just chanted and they perfected their life. They went back to Godhead. So like that, we do hear many stories like this, like Ajamil, or even there are so many other stories that we hear. But generally, when we hear these stories, all these stories are at the time of death. Okay, like, okay, he heard it and he went back to Godhead. This happened, they heard it, they chanted, they went back to Godhead. But we are talking about the holy name being so potent that it can deliver anyone, even if it is chanted once in, even in Namabhas, then we are chanting regularly and then we say, okay, we are making offenses. So isn't it true that even once, we could have chanted it in Namabhas. Of course, we are making offenses. But even once we could have chanted in Namabhas, isn't there a thing like that? And then all the devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna should be liberated, right?
No, yes, yes.
Or is it applicable only at the time of death? That is my question.
No, Mataji, no. What happened? When we chant, because of that, you can see when you are really chanting seriously, you can feel that potent, Mataji. Because just like Prabhupada gave the example of the how we can test how you are progressing in devotional service, there is no hard and fast rule. Because if somebody is hungry, if you give food, he he will feel after eating food, he will say, I'm satisfied, like that, you know. Means you can feel yourself how much material desire go away from your heart, how much you don't like to talk about material things. You are only interested in Krishna consciousness matter. If somebody talk about other things, oh, I'm not interested in that. What this kind of things you are, it is in coming or not in your case, Matiji. Mm. If you are in that or not, because if you are still in attached in the material things, means we have to consider we are some way or other, we don't know what kind of offenses we are doing, but we are doing, because I'm still interested talking about devotees, devotees matter, devotees family life, devotees material things, devotees have this mind of means everything, or even material people, outside people, oh, they have this, I don't have this. This kind of still we have in our heart, means we are still committing, even though we are chanting, we are not chanting sincerely. But if you are really, oh no, I'm wasting time, I just supposed to chant, I supposed to do these things, I supposed to, I didn't read Bhagavad. Do this, and say your anxiety is over. So you can tell Mataji, because it's our the whole moment is not only get liberation. Namabhasa means liberation. Devotees are all liberated. I mean, so many devotees who are sincerely chanting, they are already liberated, Mataji, here also. But their aim is not get a liberation. Their aim is getting on the Krishna Prema and doing service. Whatever condition they are in, they want just continuously engage in devotional service. That's why they are so many devotees. They have experience, Mataji.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, go ahead, Mataji. Sorry. I just wanted to check my... Yeah.
Every devotee may not share their what is inner, because nobody want to show their treasure outside, yes. But they have inside. So many devotees, they experience inside their life the treasure, Mataji.
So...
But the only place is how... still how much attachment still we have in material things. That is the things. Liberation means they are in the material platform, or they are not interested anymore in material things. They are only interested in Krishna consciousness things. Yeah. Go ahead, Mataji.
Yeah, that was the understanding. Thank you so much for that perfect answer. What you defined liberation correctly, that at this point you are liberated, meaning you lose material, you withdraw from material things, and you feel at a liberated state as you're practicing Krishna consciousness. So that is actually liberation. Beautiful, beautiful answer. And then one more question is, when we talk about this prostitute, we see that you said she was not offensive while she was just at a, you know, she just initially she was just repeating Hari, Hari, Hari after Haridas Thakur, because she wanted to repeat, you know, just to please him or just to impress him. But it was at an Namabhas. And then later she started really chanting along with him. So and then I do see an, isn't it offensive? How can it be classified just as Namabhas? Because the intention is there to woo him, right? So when the intention is not correct initially, how did it count as non-offensive chanting? Because she has the intention of diverting him, or the reason she's chanting is just to make sure that, you know, he gets impressed with her and they can actually, you know, be together. But then that is an offense, because the intention matters, you said, right? Offensive means what? When we are thinking wrong for a person, when we are offending a person, that is also offense to the holy name. So then initially it was an offense only, right? So then how did she get the taste? Can you please elaborate on that?
Because everybody in the beginning, we may chant in the offensive mood, but that is a gradual process. She actually changed her mind after hearing of Haridas Thakur's holy name. Her heart get purified, Mataji, and she changed her mentality. Because in the beginning, the intention was wrong, but after hearing continuously Haridas Thakur chanting, she got purified, and then she started chanting. Means she was not in same mood again. Means in our case also, because we may be very offensive in the beginning, but if you really want to repent and then approach to holy name, I'm not supposed to do, because mostly we are, myself, I do so many offenses I do, but when we see our offenses and what we did mistake, and then we try to rectify and approach the holy name and pray to him, surely overcome, Mataji. She did same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was really getting an association of his Das Thakur, she got she changed her mind.
Wonderful, Mataji. Beautiful, beautiful answers. Very grateful for your association on the call. It was a wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Anjana, Gopika Mataji. I actually did not join the whole class, but like I like this one point where you were saying that we should like never disrespect like devotees, and we should like respect them. Like whatever offense they do, we should never like disrespect them, and like we should respect them, and like we should never say, oh, okay, I'm following this person. Okay, we should never like disrespect them, and like we should be appropriate and polite to them, because they're also following the same Krishna consciousness like you, and you should like respect, because they might do something different in Krishna consciousness and you might do something different in your Krishna consciousness life. So everyone has different Krishna consciousness life and they do different stuff, so that means that you can't never like you can never make fun of everything, and like you can't make a disrespect anyone, because they have their own life in Krishna consciousness. So I like that. I like that point.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I was here like sir. Prabhuji was telling, means every time we say, "Oh, I am a devotee," and then when we go and see, so many bad things is still within us. Yes, and then even though so many bad things is still within us, and we call as a devotee. Means why not other people have, even though they have a bad quality, they are not devotee. Sometimes we feel, oh, if somebody has a bad quality, they are not devotee, you know. And then we call ourselves devotee, because even though we have so many bad qualities, we call ourselves as a devotee. Means somebody also, they are surrendering Krishna, they are also devotee. Even though they have so many quality, it does not matter, they are surrendering to the Krishna. And you were telling very nice, yeah, everybody have a different way to surrender Krishna, different time to purify, the time will come, everything will happen in time, due course of time. Very nice point also, thank you.
Like the one more point that I wanted to say was like everyone's like impure, like everyone has their own problems and they have their own stuff, but like we should never like we should never try to correct them, because we should think about ourselves. Like Krishna will like, you know, correct them, but like we should never correct somebody who is like a devotee, like, you know. Because we have our own you know, mistakes in our life, and they have their own mistakes in their life, so like we should never correct them, but like Krishna could correct them, or like someone who is older, you know.
Devotee said if you have any authorization or anything, only you can call it as a parents or teachers. Thank you so much, Sansa. You are very fancy for joining the classes.
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanat Pranam.
Very, very beautiful class, Mataji, and very nice presentation. I loved it, Mataji. Very nice. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. I thought it's a repetition for me, Mataji, because you know, these are the basic things. So how we can progress in a spiritual life, and sometimes just neglectful to read, and it's a very good chance for me to read. Mataji.
Nice, Mataji.
Thank you.
So, Mataji, I have a question about Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You were saying. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is in Vedas and goes like Hare Rama first and then comes Hare Krishna first. So can you explain a little bit about it?
Yeah, yes, Mataji, I heard that, Brihan Naradiya Purana, it says Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam Eva Kevala, and so many Puranas, they are the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is Hare Krishna, who is one, Hare Kapu, which we are chanting, that is, this kind of mantra is mentioning. Even Prithi Vilasini Mataji sent me so many references. One time we had a question in conference. And in so many Puranas there is. But in this one, Kali Sanatana Upanishad, there is a mantra, it started from Hare Rama. And then that is the reason so many people, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says from Hare Rama, it is supposed to be from Hare Rama. Why it is from the Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada said, it does not matter where you start, it will go somewhere. You just chant regularly, continuously. But the reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and then the devotees, our Acharya, especially our Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Saiptaka Maharaj also researched a lot in that case. And then they gave a reference why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intention to deliver fallen soul. His intention is not to only deliver the Brahmanas, and Brahmana already got that mantra, and that time only Brahmana could study the Shastra. Other people, they were not allowed to study the Shastra, and even other people, they were not allowed to chant the Vedic mantra, you know. The reason of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and then we are not chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra from Upanishad, because this Ismarthas, they were always focused in the, they don't believe in Puranas, Mataji. They were more in Upanishad, all these things, you know. And then we Upanishad, and they were, we are chanting, we are not chanting that Upanishad mantra, we are chanting Hare Krishna starting. The reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, Mataji.
Yeah.
And also he wanted to give the Krishna prema. That's why he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And another things also, our Acharya, our Guru Mahaprabhu, this the reason. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So whatever Krishna says, it's become a Vedas, yes. Everything is Krishna's own. That's the reason, Mataji. And also it is mentioned in the Puranas also, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The same mantra.
Yeah. Nice, Mataji. Very nice explanation. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss because we had talking in the conference call, and then Prithi Vilasini Mataji was also researching, and then she sent some of the sloka. Yeah, it started from the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So many slokas is there, so many place. There is a reference from Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is written. But mostly Smarthas, they focus in the Upanishad mantra, and they said, oh, they changed the mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed the mantra.
Yeah. Nice, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Yes.
Hare Krishna Anjana Gopi Devidasi, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam, Sila Prabhupada Sila Gurudev Ki Jai. How nicely you explained about the Vaishnava Prad, and you sing so nicely, Mataji. It's remind me of Sita Priya Dasi in Atlanta. She always sing this bhajan, and everybody is crying in a Kartik month and in a Shishi Purushottam month. Gurudev Krupa Bindu Diyo Karoi Dasi. So nicely explained the moral of that bhajan, Mataji. And you explained about Haridas Thakur and that prostitute. Mataji, that prostitute is our mind, especially my mind. Going here and then we give a slap and we have to take out again for chanting time only. This person is hurting me, this person is hurting me, why is he speaking? Like that, and then we give a slap and then we again start japa. Without association of Vaishnava, it is difficult to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Explains 10 offenses so nicely. Then sometimes, especially I'm talking about me, by mind we are doing aparad. Some सामने नहीं बोलते पर दिल में अपराध कर देते. द फैमिली मेंबर इज हर्टिंग अस, तो वी आर नॉट गिवन आंसर बिकॉज द आर्ग्यूमेंट इज गोइंग ऑन एंड इट इट्स इफेक्ट अवर किड्स, सो दैट वी जस्ट कीप मम एंड ट्रैक टर्न अवर चेंज, बट स्टिल माइंड में तो अपराध करते हैं. दैट टाइम वी हैव टू सिंग वांचकल्प आई लर्न फ्रॉम यू. राधानाथ महाराज स्टोरी यू एक्सप्लेन सो नाइसली. चैतन्य महाप्रभु when all the Vaishnava goes in Sisi Jagannath Puri Dham, they are walking one month or 2 months. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained them the chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, stay with the association of Vaishnava. And you explain so nicely Sachi Mata's story about the aparadha of Advaita Acharya, and that time also all Vaishnava said, please give a bhakti to Sachi Mata, Krishna Prem to Sachi Mata, because when Vishwarupa Prabhu went to Advaita Acharya home and don't want to marry, that time she make a aparad that because of Advaita Acharya, my son change the mind and don't want to marry. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not ready to give a Krishna Prem, but after that he gave a Krishna Prem by the instruction of Panchatattva. And then you explained so nicely about the Haridas Thakur Shuddha Naam. Mataji, when we come in that platform, Mataji, we are doing a Namabhas Japa, Mataji. And Mataji, one more thing, take only 1 minute, that Narayan story. Mataji, we are all we have to stay in a spiritual level while half we are in material and spiritual level. And Ram Prabhuji, when he is here, so many Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada disciple, we miss that association. And when they came Atlanta temple and by Adigada Prabhu, Ram Prabhu knows that this is the Srila Prabhupada disciple, or any, they are in a last stage. Ram Prabhuji is working in IT field, but he traveled one hour. He is alone traveled. Sometimes Sita Priya also joined. And then he do a kirtan, not 1-7 days he is doing kirtan. So that Srila Prabhupada disciple entering Dham. So that pray for us that in our last time, the kirtan and aarti is going on, Shankhanad is going on, Rudanga is going on, and all the Vaishnava are doing kirtan, Mataji. And we will do that seva for that Vaishnava. Whatever Ram Prabhuji, after that so many Vaishnava are follow the Ram Prabhuji and they also join in this kirtan leela. Pray for us that we do a small service of Srila Prabhupada. Koti koti dhanvat pranam. So many things, step by step by step, you are explaining, and day by day by day, Mataji, it's effect to all Vaishnava. The prem ras, the bhakti ras coming from your heart, because I have seen that how sincerely you chant your japa, how sincerely you determined and teach the Srishi Bhagavatam Sukha is so hard, but the kids will accept it. Within 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, they buy heart it because of your purity, Mataji. Koti koti danvat pranam to your Shiva. Sila Prabhupada, Sila Gurudev ki jai.
Thank you so much, Mataji. And then we surely pray, and we all have same hope. At the time of death, we may remember Krishna. That is all the same hope. And then we have so much of hope from you, Mataji, and we are learning, you know, and Krishna will arrange for you. We know your sincerity and your the eagerness to serve Vaishnava. That is the only thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again he was telling, serve Vaishnava and chant. And then actually I need to learn from you, Mataji. I was just, you know, I just want to glorify you. Just when I went like last time in Atlanta, you know, that one Mataji, I just not take anybody's name, but she was asking to do some services. And then you were so sincerely taking care of their kids, putting their dress. And then she was even asking to me, I didn't care at all, because in my mind I was thinking, oh, I have my work, I am busy in some way. But you didn't care, you were just humble and doing the services of the Vaishnava. Immediately after some time I could realize, Mataji is so sweet. Oh my God, I am so offensive, I have so much of ego. I could also do that, but I was not in that level. But you are so good, Mataji, serving the Vaishnava. I hope I will develop that same attitude. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also suggested us, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Mataji, pray for me that I will take a little Laddu Gopal, 1 to 5 years Laddu Gopal Seva, what Sita Priti is doing, Mataji. Pray for me that I prepare myself in a 2-3 months and do that Seva.
Yeah, yes, yes, Mataji. You can do, Mataji. You have so much of love for kids. You will surely do, surely, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam.
Mataji,
I could not hear your class, Mataji. Today Vrinda has exam, but I hear question answer session. What a nice question answer session, Mataji. Your answers were so nice. Whatever Prithvilasni Mataji was asking, you were giving such a beautiful answers, Mataji. I don't know how was the class. I'm eager to wait for the hearing the whole class, Mataji, now. I was missing your class, but beautiful, beautiful question answer session, Mataji. Your answers were so perfect. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. This is not my answer, Mataji. Whatever I learned from Srila Prabhupada's book and then Guru Maharaj's lecture, I just try to repeat, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mataji, for encouraging, you know, always encouraging. Thank you.
Mataji, you encouraged me, Mataji. Not I am encouraging you, Mataji. You encouraged me. That's why I'm here, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Okay, go ahead, Mataji.
Yeah. So beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you for such a beautiful class, Mataji. Mataji, I had one small question. You were talking about the Vaishnava Aparad So if somebody offends anybody, so till what level we can forgive them, Mataji?
That's what, Mataji, I was just thinking to tell the Mataji, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, that Prabhuji, one time I was hearing the Maharaj's seminar. It is in the Vaishnava Nectar of Devotion or something, Mataji was telling. In the temple, while we are doing services, maybe sometime devotee may rude, sometime devotee may say something not properly, or some devotee have that kind of habit also, attitude also, not maybe by heart they are very unkind or like that, but the way of their telling, maybe it may hurt to us, or we may hurt to others. In this case, just Mataji, we have to offer obeisances morning before chanting Vaishnava Pranam Mantra. And then forgiveness means, Mataji, it's very hard for us, especially for me, kind of me soul. It's a very difficult, till the level we have ego, that level we cannot forgive. The forgiveness come only just like Radhanath Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gives so many lectures, but in his level he can forgive, Mataji. But for me, it's a very hard, very hard, very hard to forgive. But the things, what we can do, sincerely chant, Mataji, sincerely chant. While chanting, it comes in our mind and say, Krishna, please, 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 Krishna, give me the strength to go through this situation. Please, I'm really suffering. I could not deal this situation. I don't know. Maybe you have some plan. You are putting me in this situation. I want to purify myself. I want to purify myself. I want to purify myself. I want to overcome these things. I don't want to hate that person. Your mentality should, even though somebody is doing something, we should not hate from our heart, Mataji. If we have that hating things is there, we cannot forgive. There is no way to forgive. But we have that overcome. If we have desire to overcome that situation, that we have to, while chanting, especially I do, Mataji, because when I just in front of the deities, I chant, I see Guru Maharaj's face. Guru Maharaj, it's happening. I'm not that level. I could forgive immediately. I'm not great soul. But what can I do? I can just cry. I can just chant. I can overcome the situation. And then after some time, we surely overcome the situation. We are are very calm, everything will be okay. And then we are also be progressing, Mataji, slowly the comes practice. And then when you deal this situation 4, 5 times, 10 times, it's a normal for you. You can easily overcome, you can easily forgive, Mataji. That is a natural process. We cannot overcome, we can forgive artificially, I think. And my experience, artificial means you have something in your, you have a God. You have something in their heart, you know. Artificial overcome means you never be forgiven, you know. Means you cannot give forgiveness. I mean, this is artificial things. We are not in that level, but slowly you practice the holy name sincerely. You pray your Guru Maharaj, pray to Prabhupada, pray to deities. Please help me to overcome this situation. And then slowly it will become, even some devotee deal with him. Because these things will come in this material world. This is a duality. Sometimes somebody prays, sometimes somebody offend. You know, there is in Krishna Bhagavad Gita, it says, yes, this place is a duality, Mataji. There is, we have to be calm every time. That is the things will come. Practice, you know, by practicing a spiritual life, it will come surely, Mataji. If we are sincere, it sometime, and it will slowly, it's habitual, it will not hurt anymore, Mataji. It will not hurt. Even though the activities is material load activities going on, we are progressing, we are elevating ourselves upper. Means it will not affect us, Mataji. I think that is the thing.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji, for a beautiful answer. But that, like, they were hurting, like, personally. I was like, as you said, be calm. I was being so calm and they were hurting me personally. I was able to forgive them, but that indirectly, like, my Prabhu or somebody came to know, and that, like, became so much big thing that I could not able to do anything. That's not in my situation. That became so much thing, and I'm hurting so much myself, like, how to overcome that situation, because they have hurt me personally, because that's the reason. I was okay for everything. Being a calm thing, that made me everything calm, taking the advantage, Mataji.
Yeah, calmness is really, it takes time, Mataji. Really, 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 it takes time. Really, it takes time. But the main thing is we can pray, and then we can just figure out which association is appropriate for me. We should be in the association of the devotees, but we have to figure out that place where we can fit, Mataji. Just you have to avoid the situation, because without avoiding, how can you be peaceful? We have to figure out the place where we are fit, Mataji. Slowly, that time is calmness is very difficult in that situation, because it's not easy, Mataji.
I don't want to tell anything to them. I'm just being calm myself, just overgoing myself, and just praying to Krishna. I can't do anything more than that, because that became my personal issue problem also. So I was just calm downing myself. Because of that, I lost some devotion, like association also, so many associations.
And also, everybody's life is not only you, if you ask that to the devotees, everybody's life, this kind of things happens, because when we see and then something happen with somebody, and then we may hurt others, or somebody may hurt, you know, the channel is go away, and then we are sincering, we are repenting, we are not trying to feel bad about others. And then slowly we can overcome, Mataji. Everybody's life, this kind of things is going on. But at the same time, if we are sincere, we really want to be in Krishna consciousness, we will figure out the this place is good for me for some time being, at least for to be in the feeling better. And then we'll be in that association. And then slowly we'll figure out what is good for me, Mataji. We have to figure out the right place for us in that situation, Mataji. Even though somebody hurt, we need to go and do the service or anything. You know, if you are hurt, if you are not doing anything, you should not be staying long with them, Mataji. Just avoid and then figure out for your place. I feel like that may work for you.
Yes, thank you so much for your association, Mataji.
Anjana Gopi, 1 minute
one day you explained me that so nicely. I explained about some matter, personal matters. You explained, Mataji, that is the past karma. There is some past relation with that person or with our Prabhu or with any Mataji or Prabhuji that please forgive them. In last birth, maybe you are hurt them and this it's come from bonus. I remember also your words exactly like my father. And my father also gave an example, Kunti Maharani, Sita Rani, Srimati Shishi Radha Rani, Srimati Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani, Srimati Sisi Draupadi Devi. So that so many examples in we can see that how much patience they have. Why we are in this situation? If you are not coming in situation, especially my example, I will not become a sincere in bhakti. So for become a sincere in a bhakti, we Krishna put in this exam situation. And it's my experience that after 20, 23 years, very, very patiently eating Shishi Mahaprasadam, that they also become a sincere Vaishnava. So I learned a lesson that for that we need lots of patience and lots of prayer for that soul. Thank you, Anjana Gopi, for correcting me. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji, for adding the point. Yeah, that's why Bhakti Saru Maharaj was telling, just be in the devotee association. We should not leave devotee association, never, Mataji, never, because what happened, the Maya will attack so nicely, because out and you don't need to, we have to be in the devotee association, but we have to choose the right association, Mataji, of ourselves. Because without devotee association, because sometimes maybe we may be very discouraged and leave the association. We should not leave the association. We should choose the right association and leave the association which we don't fit. You know, sometimes it happens and we may not go. You can choose, Mataji. And then slowly, the strength, you know, if we are in Prabhupada, Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, till the time if you stay in the ISKCON, you will purify yourself. We just be in the ISKCON. And then, yeah.
1 minute, 1 second. Mataji, one Vaishnava as one story, like Janva Mataji or Radhika Mataji, Shubriya Mataji in Shishi Radha Gopinath. I hear when we are cooking in Shishi Radha Gopinath together, so that it's give us strength to us that how we serve Shishi Radha Gopinath or Srila Prabhupada said Gurudev. So even in a devotee's husband wife also, there is so many problems. I hear from Kishori Mataji, Sita Priti Mataji, Sita Priya Mataji. They are all doctor in a Bhakti Vedanta hospital, but we are working in spiritual care department. So sometimes when they become depressed and we will speak little bit our family matter, then they explain that there is a problem in devotee husband wife also, and Maharaj will solve that problem. So problem is in material life also and spiritual life also.
Hare Krishna, Anjana Gopika Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. And the way you are giving answers is so wonderful. It's a pleasant surprise to see you on the screen giving for me. So nicely you are giving a class, Mataji, and wonderful answers. And the topic which you chose is apt, very wonderful topic, like why the prostitute could take up the devotional service so easily and why we are not able to take even after practicing so many years. Such a wonderful topic, Mataji, you chose. Very nice. And you too, you quoted so many verses and so many stories. I have seen you on Facebook. You give some classes every day. I think in your language. I was so surprised to see now. I'm happy that I could see your class here in Bhakti Sangha also.
Yes. It's all Prithvi Mataji's mercy, Mataji.
So nice.
Brinda Mataji, she has given many times before, Mataji, but it's been a long
time. For me, first time, and I'm really happy to see her. And I'm thinking now, whenever I have any question, I will message Anjana Gopika Mataji. I'm so unfortunate I missed your previous classes, Mataji.
No, Mataji. I'm
very good choice.
So many devotees are there, Mataji. And then... Prithivilasini Mataji devotees mercy. I try my best because you know how sincerely Samagauri Mataji and Prithivilasini Mataji, they are making us a platform, you know. I am not joining regular sometime because of my kids and so many things, services, but this is a good platform. They are sacrificing everything for us, Mataji and Vinita Mataji, you know. So many devotees are there doing so many services. And just for our purification and so many devotees.
Full-time job, Mataji. Full-time job.
Yeah. Full-time job. It's a very platform, Mataji. So many devotees are there to answer you, Mataji. I'm just insignificant because whatever I go through and how I deal with the situation, just I try to share my things. But there is so many devotees, Mataji.
Yeah, wonderfully you explained about Vaishnava Aparadh, Mataji, like how we should be careful. The last point you said, how we should be careful in deciding, choosing the devotee association also, and how we should be careful about chanting the holy name properly. And when we start to lose association, how we should, that's like, you know, it's like a hint how we should be careful in our devotional service and everything. So nicely you explained about everything, Mataji. It's like a reminder for all of you. Thank you so much for that. And you explained about that story. I think Radhanath Maharaj, he has explained. I think there is, I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but there is one more story like that, Mataji. Like one devotee, he goes and sees the pastime. Like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to see, and he goes and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could realize.
The milk drinker.
Who is that, Mataji?
The milk drinker.
That is a story, yeah.
Same story is there, right, Mataji? Yeah, I think. Yeah.
This is different story, Mataji. This is Srivas' mother-in-law wanted to see. And that time, actually, Srivas was not happy. And then he just grabbed his. Even to satisfy the Lord, he went that much of extent. Maharaj wanted to tell, to satisfy the Lord, he didn't care about even his family memories, especially in India. They respect so much of their mother-in-law, everything, but to, that was pure devotee, they don't care, you know. Time that was, and then this is Brahmachari story. Is Brahmachari wanted, he thought he is a very much he's doing austerity. He was only drinking the milk, and then he has a desire to see the Lord Sankirtana. Yeah, that is different. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just couldn't remember that completely. Thank you for finding that, Mataji. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mataji. Very, very nice class. Thank you for efforts of making a presentation for us. Very nice.
Mataji, this presentation was already there. Actually, the one Prabhuji I asked, I was attending his presentation. The things I went through that presentation, I really like that Saitra Mahaprabhu, he changed the holy name. That was, we were having a conversation before, and then we got some of the point, but exactly Prabhuji was giving 4 point, and it was very nice, I thought. And then this is also, today's topic was related to holy name, and then we are not getting that much of benefit of the holy name, even though we are chanting. I thought we go through holy name. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Very nice. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat pranams. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. So I just wanted to say that you're very inspiring, Mataji. In the sense, the services that you take up, I mean, it inspires so many people. When you come live on Facebook and so many things that you have to offer in terms of the holy name, the classes, or be it any service for that matter, you take it with utmost sincerity. And I really want to appreciate that quality of yours and pray that you do more devotional service, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Radhika Mataji. You always encourage me. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming, giving your association, Mataji.
Of course, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Anjika, Aljana Gopika Mataji. This is Aradhana from Maryland. So I'm very grateful to this group. I got to know this group through my child during summer time. They have lot of classes, and I am grateful to all of you. You are very, very pure devotee, and I love this group. So I try to join in the morning, 7:20 and 11 a.m. class. If I am not able to, then I listen the recording. And all of you are very, very good, very pure soul. And today class was very good. And I love classes from Preeti Mataji, Lalitangini Mataji, and Sita Preeti. My kids, Divyansh, she attends some classes. Definitely for the Monday, this one, Bhagavad Gita class. And you are all very good. So I love this group, and I love all the devotees. You are all very pure and pure soul. So thank you. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Please give your association regularly, Mataji. Thank you for joining.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Anjana Gopika Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for this wonderful class about the Vaishnava Aparad and Nama Aparad, and how we have to deal with Vaishnavas, and how, what is the mood we have to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Mataji, in this regard, I have a question. While you are telling we have to be careful while we are dealing with the Vaishnavas, so Mataji, what is the mood we have to imbibe when we are in the association of pure devotees like our Guru Maharaj or senior Vaishnavas? What is the mood we have to inculcate, Mataji?
Mm-hmm. Actually, Mataji, I am also learning. I'm not very submissive, but whatever I heard from the devotees, I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was hearing. One lecture, Nitya Sevini Mataji was mentioning our Guru Vargas, because too much familiarity with Guru Vargas also not good. Yes, mm-hmm. We said when we feel our Guru Vargas is the ordinary person, the things, mm-hmm. Mataji, sometime what happened in this mission, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission, we need a dedicated person who can just sacrifice their life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And while we are associating with them, we may see their behavior, and then we may see from the outward, we may see their behavior. And then we may, this kind of people have this kind of behavior. We can, how can we deal? How can we, the person is devotee. So many things, it may come in our mind. But one thing, I am also trying to apply in that way, Mataji. Because our mind is so tricky. He tried to, because the now when we are becoming a devotee of Krishna, the Maya will try to, because we are not following, we are already following four regulative principle, we are already trying to be chanting, we are already trying to associate the devotee, and then the best way Maya will try to drag us through the mind, and mind, the first things we try to see the devotee's fault, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is very, very natural, Mataji. It's not like in the material world, what happened? Even though we are there, material world, we don't see, even though so many faults since we are with our friend, so mm-hmm. many faults. Mm-hmm. We don't try to see their fault, because mm-hmm. why? Our things and their, because it's based on sense gratification, and then, she is trying to satisfy my senses, and I'm trying to satisfy her senses. We get together mm-hmm. and on, and then we don't care about their bad things, you know. We feel, they are very close. But in spiritual life, what happens when we try to overcome this Maya, and we try to purify ourselves, and then when we start, that you cannot see that much of competition, that kind of fault finding. Maybe you may see in the material world, but if you are not in your group, if you are apart from that different group, maybe you can see that person is that. But in our devotional life, we can see everyone in everyone's fault, you know. I am the only person, and everyone is not, everyone else is bad. Means becoming devotee, but especially for the pure devotees who are already dedicated and so much of life they are given in the mission, we should see, you know, their life is just for Krishna's service.
Mm-hmm.
To see in that way, Mataji, because this mind is always try to try to say so many things, and that devotee is that, that devotee is that, that devotee is that. Mm. But how much dedication they have for Prabhupada and Krishna, we have to see. Whatever is situation, even though so many things comes, and we also because our mind is already that kind of habitual saying bad things about the devotee. Even though we say something bad, immediately rectify. The main things we should try to rectify our mistake. Means already I did some mistake. I say something bad, but immediately after some time, I just go in front deities or in the mind. I not supposed to do these things, but I already did. Please forgive me. Please Krishna, I just try to rectify. I try to overcome these things. Maybe you can do things. And another things, we should be devotees who are already not try to too much familiar also, you know. Sometimes we are too much familiar also, maybe jokingly also we may say something, or we may say so many things to them, you know, or we may feel bad about them if too close also, and then we may see their activities too closely, and then they are also like us, maybe sometimes we are better than us, what they are doing and what we are doing also same things, you know. And then we see too closely their activities, and we may feel over they are also not great people. You may feel that also, Mataji, like that.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic, Mataji. Very nice answer. And Mataji, I have another question, Mataji. Do you have some, just a couple of minutes, Mataji? Do you have some time, Mataji?
I have a time, Mataji, yeah. It's already 12, yes, yeah.
Okay. Yes, go ahead. So another question, Mataji. So as we are talking about Aparad, we conduct towards other devotees, and we take some kind of their others from towards us also. So, for example, if somebody hurts us, then how to make them know that they are hurting us? How can we make them know that we for ourselves we can forgive that situation or forgive that person or whatever, but how to make them know that they are hurting by their behavior or words or whatever may be, how to make them know?
Maybe if they are intelligent, if they are knowing I'm hurting to others, just avoid. If by avoiding, by doing less association with them, they will understand, Mataji. Because what happened, if you are very close with them, and if you are putting less association with them, if they are intelligent, oh, I may hurt them. They are not very close, but at they are devotees, I have to deal with them. Because when you are dealing with them less time, means that when whatever necessary only you deal in that way, it's automatically they also, if they are intelligent, Mataji, because they also get, I also get same thing. If I hurt somebody, if they are not, they also associate less, and I could understand, oh, I may do something, but it's better always. It's not too much close also, it's not necessary if you are really want to close with Krishna. It's too much. Only your guru is necessary in our progress of spiritual life. Other than this, devotee may help, but too much always is not necessary. Yeah. Family may not avoid anyway. He may be with them 24/7, but people,
My question was, Mataji, if they are like close, we can gradually avoid their association. By this, they can understand. But for Mataji, if we go to temple and we do some kind of service there, so if anybody offended us, and at the time, we are meeting at the time only. After that, we don't know. And before that also, we don't know the devotee. For doing seva, we came together. But at that time, if they hurt us, and how to let them know that they are hurting us?
Mataji, I am very bad in that experience, because I live very far from the temple. And then I have to learn so much in that matter. But I feel, I don't know, it's my case. I just focus in my service, I feel, you know. No need to, if I have a service, I have to talk with him. I have to talk. There is no other way. There is no other I can also avoid them. If I have to talk for the service for Krishna, yes. And that time we can do associate with them. We cannot avoid the Krishna, yes. And Guru's instruction, and just we have to be with there. And then your work finished, maybe you can do your job, or you can read,
whatever you want to do. But yeah, I don't know, Mataji. I'm also learning process. So not experience lot all these things. Yeah,
no problem, Mataji. But the way you answered the both questions is very fantastic, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for taking so much time and clarifying all the devotees' questions, Mataji.
One request, Mataji, I am not that great person to answer. Just I am answering because you were asking. I thought I have to answer just whatever you feel. I hope you get, if you get some benefit, it's a mercy of Guru Maharaj. But, you know, I am not in that level. I am not answering and then I am in that level like that. But, you know. Because you were asking, Mataji, Prithi Vilasini Mataji, you were asking and I have to give class. It is everything. This parampara is so powerful, Mataji. I was sometime when we watch a movie with our children, it's also very helpful, you know. I was thinking to avoid, Asra was telling to watch one movie, you know. And then I was thinking to watch movie and then I asked my husband to watch with her and he was also... avoiding, and then at least she feel bad. She Asra will feel bad if she is. I mean, because she thought, oh, I have to was here alone. Means they were not interested. I mean, she kind of feeling when she always choose a nice movie only. And I was watching that movie. Maybe you also know. I forgot the name of that movie. That the very new movie came, and then in that movie, I got a lesson. Whole movie, I was watching. What I got the lesson from that movie, Mataji, that Chinese. That movie, it was about the lady. She has a very nice Mulan. Yeah, she's a very nice this kind of talent from childhood to fight, you know, archery or something. Fight kind of. She has that kind of talent. See, and then her father said in the childhood she saw that kind of talent, and later on. Father, she was very mischievous, and then in China, that the system where they were showing this kind of fighting kind of talent in the childhood, nobody gonna get married with her, you know. Nobody gonna get married, and she will become later on the society will reject as her, she will become a witch kind of thing. See? Nobody's got a married like that. And then, if somebody is very powerful, woman powerful means they are witch later on, she will become. Like that, and her father said, no, you should not show this kind of your activity, you should hide. And what happened, her father was, her father had only one leg when the war was there. Because of the war, he lost one leg, and then the one time the whole country was very much danger, and then somebody, one person should go to fight in the war, and then her father supposed to go, but he didn't have son. That lady was very powerful from the childhood, she went, and then her father very much afraid because there in military only men were allowed, and she was a woman, she became a man, and then it was very, very difficult for her. But that time, only things her father was praying continuously, and they have that kind of tradition. They worship the Pitri means forefather, you know.
Forefather.
And her father praying continuously because she's a very unknown to this world, and she's ladies, how can go and fight? And then the ladies was fighting, and then when she was going through on the way only, she was become unconscious, and then she could not and survive, and then her father was praying, and then her forefather as that power came in her, you know, and then she started getting up, and then she was doing all the activities so nicely, and she later on she was success. Means the things that the all the power come from her generation forefather, you know. Same in us, Mataji, even though we don't have any qualification, this parampara so powerful, you know. Our guru is powerful because he is powerful. He is following his guru Prabhupada. Prabhupada powerful because he is following a guru. Means this whole parampara is so powerful, Mataji. Means whatever it we speak, when we have faith on them and we speak in behalf of them, even though we are completely unqualified, we the things come. The everything will be effective, Mataji.
Yeah, by their blessings we will get it, Mataji. Excellent, excellent, Mataji. Excellent. Yeah, but you are the channel, Mataji, through which we are getting our answers, Mataji. Then you are no more less than any good or great Vaishnava. So we are very fortunate, Mataji. You are a channel to get all answers from you, Mataji. So very grateful to you, Mataji, for this wonderful class and wonderful question and answer session, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji. So all our Guru Vargas, their dedication for us. I was just thinking, Bhakti Sar Maharaj's best puja is coming, and we were very much sad, you know, because we lost. But you know how he taught, it will never die, means never go away. Their purity, their is their Mataji. Yeah, only this great soul's mercy will be when we just try to follow and respect them by heart and pray to them. Yeah, it
will come. Yes, yes, that's so true, Mataji. That's so true. But thank you so much, Mataji, for this wonderful class in the question and answer session, Mataji. And with your permission and with rest of the devotees' permission, so if there are no more questions, so can we end the class?
Okay.
Okay, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you so much, Anjana Gopika Mataji, once again for this wonderful class. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindu Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Hare Krishna Anjana Gopika Mataji Ki Jai.
Thank you
so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Krishna.
Hare Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.